Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Nation of Takers, America's Entitlement Epidemic is a nonfiction political and social policy book by demographer Nicholas Eberstadt. It examines the growth of American entitlement programs and argues that their expansion has not only changed federal spending patterns, but also influenced civic habits, expectations, and ideas about responsibility. Rather than treating entitlement policy as a purely budgetary issue, the book frames it as a question about national character and the long-term effects of dependency. Eberstadt uses demographic analysis, charts, and historical comparison to show how the role of government assistance widened over several decades. The book is aimed at readers interested in public policy, welfare state expansion, political economy, and the cultural consequences of large-scale social programs. A notable feature is the inclusion of a response from political theorist William Galston, which introduces dissenting perspective and makes the book more than a one-sided polemic. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how entitlement spending expanded from a limited share to a dominant fiscal force. A central topic in the book is the rapid growth of entitlement spending over time. Eberstadt traces how programs such as Medicare, disability benefits, and food assistance expanded in scale and in public expectations, eventually consuming a much larger share of federal resources than they once did. The point is not only that these programs cost more, but that their growth changed the structure of government itself. By comparing earlier decades with the present, the book shows how entitlements became a defining feature of modern American budgets. This fiscal shift matters because it crowds out other priorities and makes social policy harder to separate from the broader debate about the size and purpose of government. Eberstadt presents this as a long-run transformation rather than a temporary budget imbalance, which gives the argument a historical and institutional frame instead of a narrow accounting one. Secondly, dependency and the weakening of self-reliance as a civic norm. Another major theme is the claim that entitlement systems can alter behavior by normalizing dependency. Eberstadt argues that earlier generations often associated public assistance with stigma or emergency need, while modern culture has become more accepting of routine reliance on government benefits. The book treats this shift as morally significant because it can reduce incentives for self-support and weaken habits of responsibility. This is one of the book's most distinctive claims: the danger of entitlement growth is not only financial strain, but also the possibility that citizens begin to see dependence on public aid as ordinary and even expected. Eberstadt's analysis suggests that policy design affects moral habits and that a society's social institutions shape the character of its members. This makes the book relevant to debates about whether welfare systems protect dignity or unintentionally make dependency more durable. Thirdly, demographic evidence and charts as the book's main argumentative tool. Eberstadt does not rely on rhetoric alone. A defining feature of the book is its use of demographic data, historical comparisons, and clear visual presentation to support the argument. Readers encounter charts that track the rise of entitlement spending and show how different categories of assistance expanded over time. This matters because the book is trying to persuade readers who may be skeptical of moral critique by grounding its claims in observable trends. The data presentation gives the work a social scientific credibility and helps distinguish it from purely ideological commentary. At the same time, the charts are not presented as neutral background material. They are used to reveal a pattern of institutional drift and to reinforce the idea that entitlement growth has been systematic, not accidental. The method is important because it reflects Eberstadt's identity as a demographer and strengthens the book's claim to be both empirical and interpretive. Fourthly, the book's moral argument about national character, not just budget sustainability. One of the book's most important dimensions is its insistence that the entitlement debate is fundamentally moral. Eberstadt argues that the issue should not be understood only through deficits, taxes, or fiscal sustainability. Instead, he asks what prolonged dependence on government assistance does to the character of a nation and to the habits of citizenship. This moral framing broadens the discussion beyond conventional policy analysis. It implies that a society can become weaker in less measurable ways, even if a program appears efficient in the short term. The argument is provocative because it challenges readers to think about public policy in terms of formation, dignity, and civic virtue. That is also why the book can be read as a cultural critique. It asks whether a system designed to relieve hardship may also reshape what people expect from one another and from the state. This concern gives the book a philosophical depth that many policy books lack. Lastly, William Galston's response and the book's built-in dissenting perspective. The inclusion of William Galston's response is an important structural feature of the book, rather than presenting Eberstadt's thesis without challenge. The book includes a counterpoint that questions whether entitlement growth has the corrosive effect on character that Eberstadt describes. This makes the book more useful to readers because it exposes them to a serious internal debate rather than a simplified argument. Galston's presence also signals that the book is not simply partisan advocacy. It is trying to place competing interpretations of American social policy in dialogue with each other. The dissenting section helps readers see where the strongest objections lie, especially regarding whether government benefits necessarily erode responsibility or whether they can be justified as practical responses to need. In that sense, the book becomes not just a warning about entitlement expansion, but also a compact forum for evaluating the moral and political meaning of the welfare state. In conclusion, A Nation of Takers is best suited for readers who want to understand entitlement policy as more than a budget issue. Policymakers, students of political economy, historians of American social policy, and general readers interested in welfare state debates will find it especially relevant. Its main benefit is that it links numbers to values. It shows how spending trends can affect civic expectations, responsibility, and the language of dependence. That combination makes the book intellectually useful, even for readers who do not fully accept Eberstadt's conclusions. Compared with many books on entitlement reform, it stands out because it is not written only as a fiscal alarm. It is a demographic and moral argument, supported by data, but aimed at deeper questions about national character. The inclusion of a formal response from William Galston also improves its value as a discussion piece, since it gives readers a meaningful opposing view inside the same volume. For readers looking for a concise, data-informed, and philosophically charged account of American entitlement growth, this book offers a distinctive and memorable entry point. If you would like to support Nicholas Eberstadt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.